Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, and I get to talk all about palliative care this morning. I have got Maureen Klimberg with me in the studio. I have also got Naira Buchanan. Now, Naira is the head of health services here in the Limestone Coast. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell me all about an event that's going to take place on Wednesday night, palliative and end of life care. What's going on?
We're holding a forum on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. The Health Advisory Council and the Palliative Care Team Unit are working together to present this forum to provide our community with information relating to palliative care services within the southeast region.
For those who don't know, palliative care, what does it mean?
I'm glad you asked that, Ewan, because I think it's very important to actually define palliative care and end-of-life care, because many within the community do not understand fully the word. Palliative care is provided for a person with a serious illness who has little or no prospect of cure and for whom the primary treatment goal is quality of life. Palliative care can support by relieving pain and other symptoms, providing emotional, social, spiritual, practical and financial support. And that's where this Wednesday night at the forum, we will be highlighting all those practitioners who offer that support to the patient and the family, because palliative care also includes the family within the unit of care.
Now, talking palliative care overall, it's not just old people that we're talking about either, is it?
No, so certainly it's all age groups, which is important to note. And palliative care is not just about patients who have cancer. So it's any situation where they're at the end of their life, which they can get palliative care for.
Now, we've been talking about it, especially off air. It's a conversation that people don't necessarily have, and you can't get to the final stages where somebody says this is inevitable to begin having those conversations with family and friends and finding out what resources are available in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, so it's really important that people are able to talk about it, and equally important, we give training to our staff and medical staff, nursing staff, on how to approach the questions that they'll be asked and put across to people in a sort of a comfort way, but also giving them hope that with the best palliative care, they will have comfort for the end of life.
Absolutely. You guys have got a fantastic team of people who are going to be part of the forum on Wednesday night.
Yes, we certainly have. Our speakers include a local general practitioner, Dr. Mike Broughton, Dr. Dagmara Poprowski, visiting oncologist, John Amoroso, Justice of the Peace, and a number of members of the palliative care unit. Then the opportunity will be offered for the members of the community who are present to ask questions.
And that's one of the best things about it, isn't it? The fact that you're going to open the forum up, people are going to be able to ask questions, and people will be better informed.
Definitely. And information is empowering, and particularly when we have such an emotional time as people face end of life.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Guys, tomorrow night is when it's all going to take place. What time is it going to happen and how can we go along?
6:30 p.m. at the City Hall. All members of the community are welcome to come. It's free admission. And yes, just encourage everyone to bring family, friends, just join with us.
It's a decision that everybody needs to have. It's a situation that you may find yourself in at any stage of life. If you would like to know more, if you'd like to be along the palliative and end-of-life care forum, it's going to take place tomorrow night at the main corner, and admission is free. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.